Well, good morning. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Sunday morning worship here at Essex Church, where this, our gathered community of Kensington Unitarians, have our spiritual home. Ours is a community created by all those who walk through our doors, and we bid you welcome, whoever, whatever, however you are this morning. We all bring the very stuff of our lives to this time of togetherness. And here, through our singing and our silences, our words and our presence, we seek that which we most need. Be that peace for the troubled, inspiration for the down at heart, acceptance for the struggling, and a chance to share for the joyous. Whatever version of the human story you bring with you here today, and I wonder what that particular story is for you right now, here there's an opportunity to be in connection with yourself, with one another, and with that which you hold to be divine. As Unitarians, we have the freedom to explore all the world's faith traditions and the gifts that they bring us. But such freedom brings, I think, responsibility too. A responsibility for respect for the belief of others, and I think a responsibility to open ourselves to our own experiences, to use ourselves as a sounding board, if you like, for that which is true for us, and to find ways to communicate our truths lovingly to others. And I think that's what we're trying to do in our service here today. Sonia Lette, congregation member, interfaith minister, and dance practitioner, Sonia and I are exploring the healing power of sound. And so I'm going to invite you to join us now in making the sacred Hindu sound of Aum, often spelt O-M, but sounding as A-U-M, three sounds, ah, for creation, ooh, ooh, for preservation, and for dissolution. It symbolises, apparently, the ongoing nature of creation. And each sound can be made in a different place. So the ah deep in the throat, the ooh in the mouth, and the on the lips. And I'm going to invite us to make this sound three times and to hold it for as long as we are comfortable, breathing in and then letting out the sound each time. Letting this universal sound emerge and make a connection with us all. So do join now if you wish and make that sound of Aum together.
The sound of the spark of this match starts our journey into sound and silence. May the vibration of this light spread through all of humanity, opening our ears to each other in compassion. May we listen to our own inner music as we share the intention of going within. Just like an orchestra warming up together, may we remember all congregations as we light this candle. Amen.
And so would you join me now in a time of prayer and reflection? Jacob Trapp writes about language and silence. about our ability to listen. If it is the language that makes us human, one half of language is to listen. Silence can exist without speech, but speech cannot live without silence. We listen to the speech of others, and we listen even more to their silence. To pray is to listen to the revelations of nature, to the meaning of events. To listen to music is to listen also to silence, and to find the stillness deepened and enriched. And so as we join now together in a time of prayer and reflection, and as we seek a connection with all that we hold to be of worth, both within and beyond us, let's focus our thoughts and prayers on those issues that people have raised in lighting candles of joy and concern. The personal, individual issues, as well as the cares of the world. And our thoughts of care go to all those affected by incidents that we've heard of in the news. The collapse of a building in Latvia, the people caught in sectarian violence, the reported 11,000 children in Syria killed in civil war and their families. For all those involved in the Iranian nuclear agreement, and for all the leaders of Middle Eastern countries, that peace might find a way into their hearts and minds. And perhaps in this time of quiet reflection, we might look back over the last few days. Perhaps there is something that you would now like to let go of in your mind. Forgive yourself for, perhaps, or seek God's loving acceptance for any times when you may have fallen short of how you might wish to be. And I invite you, if you wish, to complete this time of prayer by thinking of something in life for which you are grateful, however small that might be. Let us fill our hearts and minds with a mighty sense of gratitude, a true sense of thanksgiving. Amen.
We'll now take ourselves into a music meditation. And we're very lucky to have Jenny and Peter playing live music for us. And we'll be listening to a piece of music called Spiegel im Spiegel by Arvo Pärt. I think I pronounced that right. He's an Estonian composer of classical music and sacred music. And what I'll be doing is I'll be using some words from my Nia practice to guide us into the listening meditation. For some of you who don't know, I teach a movement class called Nia. And it's a mindful practice of listening to our bodies using music and movement. It was created to self-heal the body. And we do this by listening with four different body parts. The bodies that we listen to are the physical, the emotional, the mental, and the spiritual bodies. And with this practice, we are taught to listen to our bodies and the music as a way to connect with the healing power of sound and silence. And this way of listening can connect you to a more full experience of presence. So I'll be reading the voices of each of these parts, giving you a sense of how each part listens. And this is a real treat. It's a more extended version of our silent shared meditation. And it'll be about 8 minutes long. And we will end it with our Tibetan bowl. So take anything off your laps that helps you to relax. And okay. So let us get ourselves into a comfortable position, taking in a breath, allowing your bodies to relax, letting the chair and the earth beneath you support you into a place of rest and silence as we enter into the sound meditation together. Thank you, Jenny and Peter. I am the voice of your physical body. As you listen with your physical body, you are touched by resonance and vibration. Music, sound, and silence become a sensation felt by your body. Listen to me through sensations. I am the voice of your mental body. As you listen with your mental body, in your mind's eye, visually listen to me through your imagination. Connect to me, work with me, and relax your thinking mind. I am the voice of your emotional body. As you listen with your emotional body, I invite the release of energy from deep within you. You can use me to move you. I can awaken deep feelings and emotions that are waiting to be released and expressed. Thank you. I am the voice of your spiritual body. As you listen with your spiritual body, allow me to help you play with sound. I am both male and female, goddess and warrior. I can become anything you wish. Play with me and discover endless personalities within you to release your self-expression and creativity. This is your time to listen to the music in your own way. Let the music take you into the silence. Take you into the sound. Allow the vibration of the Tibetan bowl to gently bring you back into this space, wiggling your toes, your hands, opening your eyes when you're ready. you. Whenever I hear the words good vibrations, it reminds me of two experiences I've had. One was attending a talk on water, and the other was the French film Amélie. I'll talk about the first one. I went to a talk given by the Japanese scientist Dr. Masaru Emoto. And his book, you like him, The Hidden Messages in Water, is what he's most famous for. He did a study on water, collating the frequency and vibration that was produced when he experimented with water molecules. And he started to expose the water to a variety of stimuli. We're all made of physical matter, so Dr. Emoto wanted to know whether matter could be affected by emotions, thoughts, or abstract signs of emotions. So he deduced that the frequency and vibration in water, when affected by outer stimuli, might have something to tell us. He played various pieces of music to the water, from Chopin to heavy rock. He used prayer. He used Tibetan chants. And then he started to explore the frequency of words by placing printed words on water containers. Words like hate, love, you fool, I don't like you, I'm sorry, and so on. And then he froze the water molecules and took photographs of them. And they are the most exquisite pictures I have ever seen. If you look in your order of service, there's a little picture of one of them. And they look like diamonds. They look like gems. They are stunning. And I brought this book in case, and marked a few places, in case you wanted to see different words. So words like the more negative words that they have kind of distorted pictures. And the words like love and gratitude are these fantastic, beautiful, crystallized pictures. So if water is affected in such a way at the molecular level, then what is it doing to our own personal water vessel? Our bodies, our minds, our emotions, and our spirits. Dr. Emoto suggested that we place words like compassion, peace, or any favorite quality on our water bottles as an experiment and notice how we feel at the end of the day. What words do we like? What words do we dislike? And could we change the frequency of our very being and our behavior just by doing that? And then I'll tell you my story about Amélie. Amélie is a French film that introduces each character by sound, by the sounds they like and the words they like. These are two of my favorites. Jean-Claude loves the sound of popping bubble wrap. Beatrice loves the cracking sound of creme brulee with her teaspoon. And other words like this, which resonated with them and made them feel fantastic. And if you ever see the film, if you only see it for this one moment, it's just sublime, because Amélie is in the cafe and she's suffering from a moment of heartbreak, and there's a close-up on Amélie, and she's looking forlorn and she's looking sad, and her whole being turns into water and splashes into a pool of water on the floor. It's just such a poignant moment for me, and I found that connection, that incredible image of how our water bodies being affected all the time. So perhaps we're all walking water bottles. And I wonder, is there a word we want to put on our water bodies so that every time we drank the water, it resonated the quality we most liked? So that's my challenge for the day. Thank you. Now, Sarah.
Well, I have to start by apologizing to anybody who has a higher qualification in physics. it was a subject that I actually wasn't allowed to take at school, which makes it doubly tragic that I've been so fascinated by it ever since. But physics tells us that these seemingly solid bodies of ours are actually made up of particles constantly in movement, engaged in an energetic dance that gives us a sense of solidity. We are vibrating, and everything around us is also in movement. And the gift of sound, I think you'd agree, is one that we inevitably take for granted until that gift is taken from us. And even without the sense of hearing, we pick up vibrations, don't we? Not least of which through our very skin, our largest sensory organ. Now, Sonia and I have had weeks to think about the question that we've posed for you on that hymn sheet, which asks you to choose your three favourite sounds in life. I had no hesitation in choosing my first sound, and that is the sound of children laughing. But Sonia, what were your choices for your three favourite sounds?
The first one that came to mind was when the snow has just fallen for the first time in the winter and you stick your feet in and it goes squeak and crunch at the same time. It's one of my favourite sounds. When I'm indoors and it's raining and I hear the rain outside. And a strange one, but Tibetan monks, when they go, that sound just vibrates my heart.
My other two were a piece of Tudor choral music, which some of you will know, Thomas Tallis's Spem in Allium, where 40 individual parts interweave with one another in the most wonderful way. And then tying for third place, so I've cleverly actually got four choices. Radio 4, is anybody with me on this one? Surely one of the peaks of civilization so far. And then the sea as waves are breaking on the shore. So do have a think what your three favourite sounds might be and jot those down and tell us later. Thank you, Sonia. So the title for today's service comes, as you may have noticed, from the Beach Boys' hit song of 1966 called Good Vibrations. Don't worry, I will not attempt to sing it, because nobody ever could do that song justice, because its creator, Brian Wilson, played with so many complex layers of sound and harmony in a recording studio for months to create what really is a remarkable, unique sound. Ah, but its theme of love. Perhaps we can resonate with that. That tingling, intoxicating sensation that takes you over. In our extended meditation earlier on, Sonia spoke from her experiences of teaching near dance sessions about our multifaceted bodies. The idea that we have a physical body, a mental body of thought, and an emotional body of feeling, and a spiritual body that seeks meaning, connection, transcendence, a feeling of going beyond a simply material plane. For most of the time, I mean, I don't know about you, but for most of my time, I'm just living. Are you? It's hard to stay conscious and aware all the time. But ever so often, life heightens our awareness one way or another. In the summer, I conducted two weddings for really very young and incredibly happy couples. My goodness, you could hear and feel the good vibrations in the rooms. And at one of the weddings, I sat with the bride's parents afterwards, and we talked about love and how feelings change over time, how that early intensity sometimes fades away to nothing, and sometimes is transformed into something much deeper, a different kind of vibration, a different kind of love. Now, I think it is that we have quantum physicists to thank for the understanding that everything is vibrating. On one website this week, I read a description of the entire universe as a musical instrument in vibration. We are part of that symphony.
And it's hard, isn't it, for the instruments to get a sense of the whole orchestra, never mind the concert hall or what lies beyond that. But trying to understand the bigger picture is what we humans do. We reach out and we wonder. In our newsletter description of today's service, I mentioned string theory, which is just one of a number of theories which attempts to give us a theory of everything. How the universe began, what made it all start to expand, how quantum physics and the theory of relativity and gravity can be reconciled. String theory, or super string theory, as I now know exists, they have features that intrigue me, not least of which the possibility of multiple dimensions and of the interconnectedness of everything through vibrating strings or filaments and membranes of energy. And it's that point where my spiritual body, emotional body, mental body and physical body connect up, I think. Spiritually, I am drawn, aren't you, to the idea that there's more to all this than meets the eye, that we see but through a glass darkly, that there is a great mystery to this thing called life, and to the unimaginable vastness of this universe through which we float, albeit briefly. At the mental and emotional level, I'm ever more aware that by changing my thoughts or by altering my feelings, paying attention to my feelings and thereby altering them, I can colour the day, not just for myself, but for all those I come in contact with, for good and ill. We all know people, don't we, who can light up a room by their very presence. And we know some of those who bring gloom with them, poor souls. I know I can change how my body feels by moving around, by dancing and singing, or getting out in nature for a simple walk, and how that can change my emotional state and my thinking. These simple physical actions can give me a new perspective. They can change the vibrations. So was the universe created, as Hindus believe, by the god Brahma making a sound? Modern physics and this ancient creation myth share that image of sound, of vibration, at the core of all that exists. And that thought, well, that one is enough to give me good vibrations. Amen. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your singing and your silence, your presence and your prayers. For it is by your being that we all can know the depth of being. It is by your singing and silence that we know a unity in togetherness. And it is by your presence that we can know that other presence here, being together. Thank you for the good vibrations that you bring.